Okay. Ready? Break!
American Christian, here we are again today. It's Dr. David Nichols.
And Reverend Pete Cooper.
And here we are to talk to you and help you, minister to you, equip you for the life in the world that we live in today. My goodness.
Wow.
What a thing is going on.
Hey, just remember, Jesus is still on the throne.
He's the king.
We are seated with him.
Ooh.
So let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
I'm redeemed.
I am redeemed as well.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we started going off into this deal with the World Economic Forum. We're like being very current event driven here today.
Yes, we are.
Yesterday, our last episode, episode 80, we were talking about what was transpiring out of the World Economic Forum and how it was presenting itself, kind of taking up a new face, a new sleeker, much more attractive communist manifesto.
Because really, when you think about it, a philosophy and a political operation that had its birth in the 1850s, 60s, and 70s,
yeah.
When the Industrial Revolution was on, right? Okay. People were working 16 hours a day, slaves, practically slaves. They paid them, but
yeah.
I mean, it was very
minimal.
Very
yeah.
minimal.
Yeah.
Child labor.
Yeah.
And all this stuff was going on.
Yeah.
So Marx rises up in England and produces this thing, and he can't even sell it there then.
Did he have the beard then? Or
yes,
did it,
he did.
Or did it come with age?
No, he had it.
I mean, if you look at him, you cannot sell that face in America. People will go, that guy is a child killer.
Right.
If you look at, you just wouldn't want your kids near him.
Right, but here's the thing. If you couldn't sell it
then,
the abolition of private property, which yeah. was our first thing we were working on here, and
right.
that's what the
you'll own nothing and be happy.
You'll own nothing and be happy. That's the video. Okay.
Yeah.
How are you going to sell it to people that have boats and snowmobiles and
cabins
and cabins up
hunting
north?
Rifles?
Wow. And all this stuff that Americans have, and even millennials,
cryptocurrency,
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, yeah.
How are you going to sell it to them? Because they're not going to want to give up their stuff.
I don't think so.
So you have to wrap it in a package that makes it look different. It's like always before, there's always a deception and a fraud with it that has to work. Every place communism has been sold, that's the way it's been.
Yeah,
we
but
know
they,
that by the outcomes.
But they bought it. I mean,
it
was recently as Venezuela.
I know.
20 years ago, was the richest country in South America.
South America. They had oil. They had all this stuff. And yeah.
Yeah. Remember when we were thinking about trying to buy oil from Venezuela
right.
back in the day? And
no,
they were
I
like,
remember
hey, you
that.
Know what? I don't know. I don't know if we want to sell it to you.
Right.
What?
Right.
But anyway, and so now.
So we kind of started on that yesterday,
yeah.
but today we're going to jump down to some more principles from the video.
Yeah.
That kind of help this masking. It's kind of like in Star Trek. You cloak the warship. You know, cloaking. The cloaking
oh, yeah.
device.
Oh, yeah, the Klingons.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cloaking.
Yeah, the
it is a cloaking. But you know what? There's still, if you're kind of connected in to any news feed, you know what's going on with the Uyghurs in China, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So there's harvesting of organs. That's happening. But, Doc, maybe you didn't know this, but according to this new world order.
The video.
Yeah, you're not going to have to wait for an organ donor any
or
longer.
Take an organ from a Uyghur.
You won't have, it's not going to be a criminal thing anymore. I want you to think of printing with some kind of a new kind of a printer that would print you a new heart.
Wow. Are those the same printers that print handguns?
Yeah.
I heard about those.
But you got to have you have to have a thing that will, print a line of flesh or a heart muscle that would have in the heart muscle. You would actually now, if you just listener, think about what's going on in your heart for just a second.
There are
all these nerve endings.
Yes,
there's these blood vessels. And there's muscle fibers, and there's cellular fibers, and there's blood. All of these things are all interconnected, not to mention an SA node. Where are you going to get an SA node from?
And all the signals coming from your brain to get down there to fire this thing.
Your SA node in your heart fires whether your brain is alive or not.
Wow.
There's nothing that tells the SA node to fire.
And we're
going to
have this ready by 2030.
Hopefully sooner.
Oh.
Because a lot of people are going to have a freaking heart attack when they start selling them this line of whatever.
Okay. So number four thing in the video is you won't have to wait for an organ donor. Number five is we'll print you a new organ.
Yeah.
You need a kidney, man. You need a liver. Whatever. You need a lung or a heart.
A placenta. What if you need a placenta? I mean, because they gave you a hysterectomy when you had an abortion and they removed all your reproductive organs. So we're going to print you a new one and we'll insert it. Look, does any of that sound just a little bit crazy? What were we talking about the other day when we were talking about first it has to be possible and then is it probable? Mm. What's that string of logic there?
The progression towards certainty.
The progression towards certainty.
Yeah.
Is it probable? It's probable, people. Is it possible?
Mm.
I don't know. But would this ever become certain? I don't know.
But you can see how this vision of utopia is starting to creep in here.
Yeah.
And that's part of the communist promise.
Yeah.
I mean, who would sign up for mass mayhem and mass murder and revolution and shooting people with bullets and all this? Who would sign up for that unless they believed that they were heading for
utopia? Was this attainable?
Furthermore, another thing that I didn't think of before about this, with the communist philosophy of mankind, they don't believe you're created in the image of God. They don't believe in God. They believe you are an evolved piece of plasma that used to be an amoeba.
Yeah.
And through millions and millions of years, now here you are, a man or a woman.
Yeah.
And, that takes faith. I mean, a different kind of faith to believe that. But it fits in well here with this whole, you're kind of like a car. You need a carburetor you need a wheel bearing.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of go to the parts store and get one.
Well, you want to get it at AutoZone or do you want the original equipment manufacturer? You know, it costs you a little bit more to get you the real one. But the other thought, too, like, okay, so just think about nurses or think about doctors and think about IT and think about those two industries coming together to solve a problem. And that they're going to do it for the good of mankind.
Yes.
Of all kind.
Right.
Whatever. I don't even know. They probably don't even call it humankind.
Right.
Are we even human anymore after all the gender thing? Like, is that still a thing?
I am human.
Okay. Yeah, I am redeemed.
And you know
I'm a new creature.
You know what I really like about what we believe?
What?
We got a leader who's human, but he's also God. His name is Jesus.
And he sits
in heaven. God-man.
Yeah, right?
Right.
I know. This is, come on.
So that was just a little interlude there.
Well, it is. So, but number six. Okay, we'll do numbers, because number six is this.
They're related.
They are, and you are already hearing about this as well. And you've probably been hearing about it for how long? 10, 15 years?
And you're receiving a very powerful economic reason to walk in number six.
Wow.
Just had a friend tell me he went to the grocery store, he wanted a pot roast. Held it in his delicate hands like this and looked at the price, and it was $42 for a pot roast.
Number six is you're gonna eat less meat, and it's only a treat. It's not a staple. And it's for the good of the environment.
Like maybe once a year, maybe like Thanksgiving.
Like a Thanksgiving
time.
Thing.
Yeah, or Christmas. Mm. You know. So we got two coming up here now.
Oh, boy.
No, actually, I eat meat probably every day.
Remember, you were buying, we were buying turkey for like 15 cents on the pound back in the day.
I know.
You know, you ain't going to buy beef at 15 cents a pound.
Turkey, we've seen it now for $2.99.
Ew, boy.
Dude.
So what
about this? Yeah.
Right?
Because for the good of the environment.
Right, right. That's kind of the whole idea behind the gases.
Yep.
The whole idea behind global warming.
Yep. It saves the planet. That takes us over to Romans chapter 1.
I know, but just for a second. Okay. Like, now this has been going on for 20 some years. This has been going on since Al. Remember we looked up Al Gore yesterday.
Yeah.
And the whole idea that in 15 years we were all supposed to be dead when Al brought out his movie.
And this is the 15th year.
2021 is the 15th year. I guess we're all still here. Okay, so sorry, Al. Go sit down. But look, they've been training up our children and our grandchildren in this for 20 years.
Yes, they have.
And so this now becomes, and I tell you what, you remove God out of the picture, you shut down churches, you make it illegal to worship, you remove God off of the picture, you tell people through fear, look, people are going to die, which really brings us into number 7. But we're not going to go there right now because, look, Doc, in Romans, we're given this caveat.
Right.
By Father God, right?
Right. So let's read it in Romans chapter 1, verse 18.
Yeah.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. The way you're going to be put in a place where you could believe a lie is if they suppress the truth. Because what may be known about God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. In other words, you walk around out in a forest and you see beautiful leaves on trees, you see deer running away from you, you see beautiful creatures out there, all order, all structure.
Flowers and species and phylums.
Interrelated with each other and working in it. And you're supposed to believe this all came about by random chance.
You notice there are no pink squirrels, right?
I did notice that, Pete. Yeah.
Right? Like,
not pink, though.
Right. But there's an order to things, right? And people do see the order, you know, suppressing the truth and being understood by the things that are made. You understand that. I mean, right, you're one of our listeners, right?
So if you won't, but what Paul is saying here is, if you won't take the testimony of nature and the created order, in which you have no excuse once you receive that, because verse 21, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
Man, those are
that is almost like a textbook definition of who Karl Marx was.
Whoa.
He hated God. Mm. He had a very repressive father. We'll go into that more in a later podcast, but much of what he taught and came up with in communism feeds out of that stream.
Right, and you know what, the other thing about Marx's background back in 1848, people weren't looking at those things. Right. Maybe you didn't have access to Wikipedia or to research books on like how this guy was brought up and why he hated God.
Right.
And why there was such a push against Christians if this was all such a great idea. Like why snuff out a class of people?
Right.
Believers. But go on.
So they did not glorify him as God, but nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
Hmm.
And listener, here's a big theme in what we're trying to tell you is where you can discern that darkness exists, in this day and time that we're living in right now, you need to have a heightened awareness of that.
That's a good word.
Because darkness is disguising itself as light. But darkness can never be light.
Yeah, that's a good word.
In fact, Scripture says Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. The key prince of darkness is a master at making himself look like he is light. Their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. That is exactly what's happening here in 4, 5, and 6, and we'll see tomorrow, 7, of this points from this video. Worshipping and serving the creation rather than the Creator.
Right, right.
And that, my friend, is a tragedy.
Well, it's such a beautiful design that God had brought into, he breathed into dirt, literally, and man was created. I mean, he formed him up in their, they formed him in their image.
The image of God.
The image of God, and breathed into him and gave him life. But, you know, this isn't the first turn against God, right? I mean, we've got an account sitting in front of us, 66 books, that will show you the failures and the flaws of men over centuries.
Right.
And they still hold, these truths are still holding true today.
Exactly. So, when you're told you have to eat less meat, I mean, if you want to eat less meat for some kind of health reason or some kind, or you want to be a vegan, we're not getting on your case about that. We are getting on the case of that it's for the good of the environment. That's our point.
Yeah, but is that for the good of farmers? Like, you just take a look at supply and demand, right? Like, there was a lot of cattle before Biden came into office.
There were
a crap ton of cattle before he came in. There was a lot of oil. There was a lot of there were jobs. There were pipelines. There were things. Now this administration is shutting all these things down, making them less scarce, and scarcity drives up price and cost.
Right.
So how can we bring an objection to this? As people of faith, maybe you would say, as God's created men and women, right? Like, how do we stand up in the middle of all that?
Well, one thing I guess you could do is when you see something that's ridiculous, call it ridiculous. Because we're losing the ability to even do that.
Right.
For example, we shouldn't have cattle because cattle fart. I'm serious.
Hey, there's a lot...
whole articles written on this.
Are there more people than there are cattle?
Probably. I don't know. But cattle are way bigger and their farts are way worse.
Yeah, but what about sheep and lamb and oxen and wildebeest?
No, don't stop there. I read an article.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Moose in Sweden and Norway.
Yeah.
They have moose up there. They're not as big as ours here in America, but they're moose. And this guy that wrote this article was all bent out of shape.
Oh.
He was torn. He was conflicted.
What?
Because he on one side, he wanted to be an activist to preserve the moose and have them have well-being and favor and increase. But on the other hand, they just keep farting. they keep releasing methane into the atmosphere. So what do we do?
I don't know, but just imagine if you actually liked the taste of moose.
Oh, I do. They're really good.
Yeah, I said I've never had it.
That's really good.
It's good meat. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Wow. So, but I can also see too where, like, people are going to become great sympathizers with grandma and grandpa who need a new heart or new kidney, and they have to go on to a list, a donor list. I mean, you know, if you're looking at it from that perspective, I mean, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to lose my grandma and grandpa. I don't want to lose anybody that's close to me right now. And so maybe I could go. You think that they're going to create, if even if they could, do you think they're going to do it for free? You think that they're going to do it for free because everybody deserves to have one, just like everybody deserves to have a lawnmower or a jet ski or a boat or whatever it is that you're renting. Oh, you could rent the heart.
You could.
Rent a heart.
How long do you need this
one? Rent it. Right. Well, how long will we let you have it?
Oh, okay.
Because it depends on your productivity within the social construct.
Oh.
Right? If you're a producer, mm-hmm. well, maybe we'll let you have
what
this for a few years.
What if you're retired?
Or maybe not so long. Mm-hmm. We'll let you get your affairs in order. And then we'll, like, what, then you're going to go in and take it from him? Mm-hmm. Like, after he dies, we're going to go in and go back in and harvest this
You just print another one.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But you were talking about the cost and being free. It'll be like the vaccine. The vaccine is free.
Dude.
But it costs $750 per person. Somebody's paying Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer and all these drug companies is paying them $750 a pop.
Yeah.
It's all free. You just walk into Walmart. Here you go. I just saw the sign last night. Here you go. Sit right here and you can get your vaccination. It's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
So.
But it's not free. Somebody is getting filthy, filthy rich.
Somebody's paying somebody to make these goods.
I mean, they are beyond rich. Billions of dollars.
Dude.
Yeah.
So I want to go, like, okay, so over to the Epoch Times. Listener, if you're not a subscriber to Epoch Times, you might consider doing so. You can just go up online and digitally receive this. You can download the app. Look, these are very conservative-minded people. They are pro-Christianity, and they don't pull any punches in reporting. But there was a particular article in here, Doc, maybe you read it, about the breakdown in the manufacturers, where it was, I forget how many millions of doses were contaminated.
Oh, no, I didn't see
that. Yeah, so there was a contamination. So that turned into hundreds of thousands of units that were contaminated, so they couldn't use those, but then they didn't know where the contamination actually started, so then they had to drill back even further, so it got into like a half a million doses, or I forget what the... I want to be able to draw it up for you real quick here. I probably kind of jumped the gun by talking about that, but... you know, we keep hearing different things about Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and myocarditis risks. But here's one. I sent you this one via email. It was with the Vikings player that was vaccinated that ended up in the hospital.
He's now in the hospital. Right?
Interesting, right? Okay, so here's the other question that I have about that is this, is that Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers have not been vaccinated yet. Now, where's all the outrage over those two guys not getting vaccinated?
Oh, it's and there's, out there.
No, but dude, they're making millions of dollars, and you want to take my wife out of her job because she's not getting vaccinated? You want to send my dad home from his workplace because he's not going to get vaccinated and he's making $70,000 a year, but you'll keep this guy up on the field? Look, you got to know that there's something ain't right here, man.
Something's dark.
Something is dark and hidden. Right. Ooh, their foolish hearts were darkened. Like, we're being sold a bill of goods here, and I'm just not very happy about it. Maybe you can tell.
There's something very dark about it. But it comes back to the point we're making. It's got to be a scriptural point, and it is.
Right.
It's when it's for the good of the environment. It is worshiping the creation rather than the creator. And that doesn't mean that we can waste the creation or trash it or be, you know, we're stewards of it. But when we elevate it to the place where we're going to spend these trillions of dollars and we're going to usher in a whole communist thing which abolishes private property,
uh-huh.
we're going to see next time maybe, we'll, if we get to it, the abolition of the family. That's one of the main planks of communism.
It is. It's right in the manifesto. Yeah, and if you don't know, listener, we ordered and got our copies. Cost us $3 each. But it's the legal tender of the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. And they're available to you for $3. We didn't even want to download it.
We're digesting it for you. But, I mean, if you want to read it for yourself, go ahead.
It'll irritate
you. It is kind of hard to believe. But, but here's the point.
Yeah.
All this sympathy for the poor and where, and being in favor of the worker and the oppressed and all this, it never worked in England or Germany or France or the United States, because even the lowest people economically in all those societies had some stuff. And they weren't willing to give it up.
Right.
And the places where it has worked, not only did people started even lower than that, they're even lower now after the so-called success of it. That's the problem.
Hmm.
And so you're starting to see a pattern develop here in the through this video. Of what's being sold to the millennial generation.
If it looks like a pig, if it smells like a pig, and if it walks like
a
pig.
It might be a pig.
I think it's a pig.
But they want you to believe it's a flamingo or a Canada goose.
Right.
You know, so.
This is all hidden doctrine.
Right, right. So beware of letting the environment become a god. That's what we're warning you about.
Yeah, and we're not even beating that drum as loud as we do here in the office.
Right.
we've spared you hearing that drum beat. But it is, and I think that we're getting into that place. But again, you know, taking practical steps. I think one of the big things if you have children, you know, make sure that you're going to school board meetings. Don't be so outspoken that you're getting thrown out. But you know you're gonna have to do your homework. You're gonna have to have your talking points. You're gonna have to become immersed in knowing what it is that this particular enemy is doing to you, and then how do you stand on that with practical, biblical, right? Because God will come to defend you even in those places. This isn't just like about reformation, but that God loves his people. He will meet you in that school boardroom. He will meet you in that classroom. You don't want your children to learn this stuff? You're going to have to stand up and say you don't want it and why you don't want it. And if there's enough people in a community to stand up and say no, we're starting to see the turn of tide in that. Just like we're starting to see a turn in the tide with abortion.
Right,
there are places that you can't get an abortion now.
Amen.
Now, who would have thought that would have been possible six years ago?
Now look at this headline right here on your screen. Children to be taught subjects through the lens of climate.
Yeah.
Wow.
We already kind of knew that was coming.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in other words, this isn't a free investigation of information. This isn't data, children being taught how to critically think in the right way about, well, here's, you know, A and here's B, and let's compare them and contrast them to each other and use some reasoning skills. There's a lens being put over the whole presentation before you start. And so when you, no matter where you look in the data, you're going to be looking through a favoritism toward climatology.
That's true.
The religion of climatology. It is a religion.
I believe it.
That's why we read this passage here. I mean, it has a deity. That's Gaia. That's the earth goddess, Mother Nature, whatever you want to call her. That's the deity. It has sacraments. You know, it has like recycling and all these things you do. And the Word of God says that what happened with it long ago, this was foreseen, professing to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Oh, friend, yeah. We have got to serve the Creator.
Yeah.
The true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Jesus the Christ, the Savior of the world. He is the one. And keep your nose in the Word.
Yeah.
The Word will preserve you. A Word will protect you. The Spirit of God over you will give you discernment.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you'll be able to see through these things.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing, and this is kind of, to borrow the word rant, I would say this. Look, you have got to get back into the fellowship of believers. Many of you are not attending church. And you're not attending because it was shut down for a period of time. Your church said, look, we're shutting down. Maybe that upset you, like, well, or maybe you're upset the fact that they opened back up. Maybe you're upset because you don't think that it's doing you any good. Maybe you think you live too far away from a church. Maybe you don't know where to go to church. Maybe you don't know anybody that goes to church. But look, we're telling you that unless you get into the fellowship, you are going to be washed out. You will not, Doc, I just don't think you can survive without being in the fellowship.
Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as you see the day approaching.
Look, if not what we talked about right now, look, the day's approaching.
Right.
So be encouraged. Look, you know, I'm not coming after you hard on this idea, but I'm encouraging you. Look, this is what's going to keep you alive. That you have brothers and sisters in Christ that can help you, that can teach you, that can pray with you. There are people that you can lead, that you can instruct, that you can encourage. This is on both sides of the of that equation of like why you're not going to church. But the bottom line is this: you were commanded to do so, and if you don't, you're in sin. You're living in sin, and when sin starts to take a hold of your life, now you have a bigger problem because now you're walking outside of a blessing. And now you're obstructing the kingdom. And it just becomes a crazy whirlwind. I mean, you just get caught up and boom. If it wasn't possible to be taken out, Paul would have never talked about it. Peter would have never talked about it. John would have never talked about it. It's possible. Stop playing games and let's get back into the things that matter. And that's the Word of God.
Yeah, and understanding idolatry when you see it.
Yeah.
It's different now. It's not statues made of wood and stone.
Ooh.
It's in our culture. We've
microchips and screens and shiny things.
We've covered that today.
Yeah.
So let's just wrap this up with prayer, Pete.
Yeah.
Father, we just come in the name of Jesus. I just lift up to you right now these listeners, Lord, in their walk with you. I just pray that they would be engulfed by your perfect love,
Lord,
that casts out fear.
Yes, Jesus.
That they would walk in a holy boldness, anointed by the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we just trust you for the distribution of gifts of your Holy Spirit on these people.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, specific gifts, prophecy, and words of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. Lord, gifts of healings, even these mighty gifts, Lord, put out among your people to begin to demonstrate to a dying world who Jesus is and what he intends to do for each man, woman, and child on this planet. And that is to save them, to heal them, and deliver them from this present darkness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.